In this bulletin, US diplomats head to North Korea in a bid to revive peace talks, Italy faces political turmoil, and Australian driver Daniel Ricciardo overcomes mechanical problems to win the Monaco Grand Prix. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. United States diplomats have reportedly travelled to North Korea in a bid to revive proposed top-level talks. The latest negotiations come after the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he still wanted to meet with the US. State media has released a statement on the meeting between Mr. Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The pair has met for a second time in a month to discuss how to keep Mr. Kim's summit with the US President Donald Trump on track. Mr. Moon says he's heartened by Mr. Kim's response.
We have agreed that the June 12 summit meeting should be held successfully and that our journey for the Korean Peninsula's denuclearization and perpetual peace system should not be halted. We have agreed to cooperate with each other for this.
Italy faces a potential constitutional crisis after its bid to form government broke down over a Eurosceptic's nomination to a key economy ministry. The leaders of the two anti-establishment parties, the Far Right League and the Five Star Movement, have accused President Sergio Mattarella of betraying the constitution and demanded a new vote as soon as possible. Prime Minister-designate Giuseppe Conte had put forward 81-year-old economist Paolo Savona, a vocal critic of the euro and the European Union, to take on the economy minister's role. But President Mattarella refused to accept the nomination. Mr. Conte says he worked hard to form a working coalition, but the task proved too difficult.
Come vi è stato già anticipato.
As you have already heard, I have rejected the mandate to form a government that was offered to me by President Mattarella. I thank the President for giving me the mandate on May 23rd, and I thank the people from the main political forces, Luigi Di Maio from the Five Star Movement and Matteo Salvini from the League, to have put my name forward. I can assure you I have used maximum efforts and attention for this task, and I can assure you that I have worked in a climate of maximum collaboration with those political forces.
Australia's senior Muslim cleric has vowed to do more to save Muslim youth at risk of being radicalised. In an interview with SBS News, Sheikh Abdul Azim Al Afifi, who was announced as the new Grand Mufti in March, says he wants young Muslims to be a focus of his three-year term.
I'll be very happy if I can do something to save our kids and to keep them away from any bad idea. It is our duty to work hard to stop any harm and to keep Australia safe and secure. Because we're all one family and we have to help each other and work together.
Labor has increased its lead in the latest news poll, despite leader Bill Shorten losing more ground in the preferred Prime Minister stakes to Malcolm Turnbull. The opposition now heads the government 52-48 on a two-party preferred basis. But Mr. Shorten's approval rating has slipped to 30%, marking the longest negative satisfaction rating of any opposition leader. The poll comes as Labor prepares for a handful of by-elections across Australia after four of its MPs were forced to quit over their citizenship status. The fifth was triggered by WA Labor MP Tim Hammond's shock resignation. The coalition's primary vote has dropped to 38%, the same as Labor's. One Nation managed a two-point rise to claim 8% of the popular vote, while the Greens remained on 9%. Daniel Ricciardo has overcome a mid-race power loss to win the Monaco Formula One Grand Prix. After securing pole position, the Australian driver drove for nearly two-thirds of the race with his car down on power after mechanical problems emerged on lap 28. The win came 2 years after the 28-year-old was denied certain victory in the Glamour Street Circuit event when his team botched a regulation pit stop. But Ricciardo had nothing but thanks for his Red Bull crew after the win.
I think I can show more emotion today than yesterday. 2 years in the making this, so I finally feel like the redemption has arrived. We had problems. I don't know how much the radio broadcast, but we had a lot to deal with during the race. I think it was before halfway. I felt a loss of power and I thought the race was done. And we got home just using six gears. So thanks, man. Just thanks to the team, we got it back. So I'm stoked.
And now today's weather across Australia. Perth, a possible morning shower, 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers increasing later and 20. Mostly cloudy in Melbourne, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, partly cloudy and 19 degrees. Similar forecast for Wollongong, 20. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 21. Brisbane, a possible shower, 23. Cairns, a few showers, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett. This is SBS News.